Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes at a movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today the topic is the current box office champ. It's Black Panther.
This is a touchstone film in the sense of it being pretty much an all-black cast, and the director is African-American, and it's really well done.
It's the latest Marvel superhero movie, but this time it features Chadwick Boseman as a African prince of a nation that's in hiding, and they have this super technologically advanced society that they're not sharing with the rest of the world, and that is where the plot hinges.
What is so spectacular to me is the costuming and the makeup on this very well-acted story. It's The Lion King meets Star Wars meets Avatar.
It's a very well-made movie. I wouldn't say it's among the very best superhero movies, but what makes it important is that it's African-American in front of and behind the camera.
Yes, and there are many women warriors that I thought was interesting. The audience at the movie theater was extremely into the film, laughing, whistling, clapping, really exciting and engaged. And I think it's sort of, it's totally original in that respect.
I got called on the carpet a bit by some of the people I've talked to this movie about because I gave it 4 out of 5, which is a very high rating for me. I hardly ever give a 5. Yeah. But they said, oh no, this movie is definitely a 5.
Well, and it's a morality play as well.
It's a smart, well-made popcorn movie, but what really makes it important is the inclusivity.
Absolutely, and that's wonderful.
The only color Hollywood really cares about is green, and since this one is going to make plenty of green, that could mean more opportunities for this kind of movie in the future. I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.